Today, the mortgage-stressed pigeons are coming home to roost. Well, again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post covering finance and property news. Well, those following the DFO channel will know that I've been tracking the rise of mortgage stress in recent times as the higher interest rates and prices bite while real income stalled. And I've been listing some of those postcodes like Liverpool in Sydney or Donnybrook in Melbourne, where we've been measuring cash flow pressures on households building the most. Of course, the banks have been extending and pretending, offering households the chance to extend the term of their loan or go interest only for a period. And initially, people who were overcommitted reached for this lifeline. But as the recent ASIC report said, this often just puts off taking hard decisions for a year or so about selling while you can. And in fact, many households are now making this call. And I expect property listings to rise in the months ahead, partly as a result. However, up to now, the number of mortgagee sales has been very low. First, because of the extend and pretend strategy. Second, because some households do decide to sell before they're forced to, and thanks to price rises that have recently come through, manage to repay the bank and move on. But eventually, the mortgagee sale worms will turn as interest rates stay high for longer and as lenders, especially from the non-bank sector, get tougher. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority recently said that sometimes the financial firm will advertise its sale of the property as mortgagee, which might suggest that it has been sold for a cheap price. AFCA says reference to a mortgagee sale, particularly for an auction, can be positive as it might attract more purchasers, with the final sale price dependent on the individual circumstances of the sale. That's a really good point to note. Use of the term mortgagee sale might be perhaps marketing spin and doesn't necessarily represent anything else at all. But then again, rising mortgage arrears in some places may suggest that there is more to it than that. Now, we would say the mortgagee sales are the final step in a process that can take at least 6 months or more, triggered after a payment default by a mortgagor or borrower, and after a notice requiring overdue amounts to be repaid is not complied with. Actually, the process can sometimes take years in practice, and lenders try to control the flow of mortgagee sales to avoid bad publicity and bad vibes for the property sector overall, where something like 60% of all bank lending is for real estate, of course. But now we are seeing this discussed in the press, with realestate.com.au reporting millions of dollars worth of Aussie homes have been seized for mortgagee sales, from McMansions to townhouses and inner-city apartments, as data shows 100 suburbs are in trouble. And they go on to say that realestate.com.au listings now show close to 50 properties already listed as mortgagee sales, a jump from more than 32 months back. And S&P Global Ratings expects more to come after naming the 10 worst postcodes in Australia for home loan arrears, covering over 100 suburbs, where owners could be soon forced to hit the market in distressed sales. In fact, the article says the worst hit is postcode 2170 in New South Wales, where 3.16% of home loans are in arrears, according to S&P Global Ratings. And that covers a dozen suburbs or so, including Liverpool and Warwick Farm. That probably sounds familiar. It should, as this is one of my most stressed postcodes from our modelling. Over 100 suburbs are within the 10 worst performing postcodes across the country, with Victoria showing 2.81% of home loan arrears in postcode 3064, which covers Craigieburn, Donnybrook, and Roxburgh Park. Again, if that sounds familiar, it should. It's also on my list. Only one is reported in Queensland. That's postcode 4211 in the Gold Coast area. And that includes areas around Pacific Pines and South Lamington. And yes, again, that's also on my list. And Western Australia also had a postcode in the top 10 worst areas, postcode 6112, where 2.14% of home loans are in trouble in Armidale, Bedforddale and Brookdale. And yes, again, that's been on my list for some time too. And in New South Wales, The remaining four postcodes in the top 10 include 2261, where 2.52% of homeowners are in a world of hurt. That includes areas such as Bateau Bay and The Entrance. And yes, again, that's on my list. And in postcode 2148, 2.65% of those with mortgages are in arrears. And that spans Blacktown and Kings Park and Prospect. And yes, again, that's on my list. And in postcode 2259, 2.18% of mortgages are in arrears. And that encompasses areas around Wyong in the Central Coast. And yes, again, it's on my list. Across postcode 2570, just over 2% of home loans are in arrears now. And that covers areas including Camden, Glenmore, Grasmere, and Oakdale and the Oaks. And yes, again, that's on my list. So now things are beginning to play out as I expected they would, with higher for longer interest rates now anticipated and indeed confirmed by yesterday's inflation read. So it looks like more people will be facing difficult decisions in the months ahead. While individuals absolutely should be held accountable for their financial decisions, as we've discussed, there's been something of a conspiracy. As the media focuses on price rises and talking about people who increase their property portfolio by being leveraged to the gills, while downplaying the risks inherent in buying property. But with realestate.com.au now openly talking about mortgagee sales, of course, their line is that such sales offer prospective buyers opportunity. However, I do think that more accountability should be taken by the RBA for its poor monetary policy decisions, the government for pumping migration, and lenders for lending way too much, and frankly, the industry overall for telling porkies. But in the end of the day, it's going to be individual households who are caught in the vice and are having to make hard decisions about their financial futures. Actually, we'll be releasing our next edition of our stress analysis in a few days. Look out for that. But already, I can see that the tax cuts and government handouts are only providing limited short-term relief for some. So I expect more defaults in the months ahead. I hate to be proved right on this, but I think I will be. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.